what?
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show, where we put the F in professional, apparently twice. I look around the room and it's gotten substantially better looking in the last few minutes. Because in the studio we have our own 24 Hours of Grace. It's the lovely Grace.
Hi.
Sitting in for Christy Lee, who's on an airplane right now heading to Utah for not just the Sundance Film Festival, to find a man.
Picking up Dinklage! No.
To find a man, she's going to pick up Dinklage.
By picking up Dinklage,
literally picking him up.
Picking him up.
Lifting him.
Oh, you're the cutest little fella.
That was a small person joke,
yeah.
Right?
And I have been told that that is the one thing to never do to someone who is small of stature.
No.
To pick them up and shake them? Of course.
Not shake them, just pick them up.
Pick them
it's
up.
Just
of
not,
course.
It's just
yeah.
rude.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Now, also, the other reason this room is so much better looking, it's, of course, our engineer, the very handsome Ace Cosby.
Thank you. Enjoying my Brandy Lee tea.
Oh, thank you very much. Callback. And also the very lovely Nikki Glaser is here with us. Nikki, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
You are taller than you were last time.
Is this like grown at least 8 inches.
A late growth spurt? What are you, 6'4"?
Thank you. That is nice to hear. No, I get that a lot, though. I don't know.
Because you're extremely slender. Maybe that makes you look taller.
Oh, my God. I know why I come here. This is really nice. Thank you. That's so, so nice.
Well, this is Radio People. People can't see you. You look like an intelligent Paris Hilton, maybe. Is that fair?
A what? An intelligent what?
Paris Hilton.
Oh, my God. Yes, I'll take... I call myself Paris Hilton Garden Inn. I'm a little low rent Hilton.
You would have thought I set that up.
You would have.
I didn't.
You didn't. You did it.
Is that fair? Who does she look like if you can...
I've never really...
Wouldn't you say... Well, she's like a younger sister to you.
No,
you've definitely thought about me.
She's like a second cousin where I'm like, is it okay? I kind of don't know.
I don't know
the rules here.
Let's talk about it. Have you touched her in a more than friendly way? Yes or no?
No,
Nikki
and I never did hook up.
No, he's talking about spank.
As Josh would say,
spank.
You kissed her?
That's my Josh Arnold impersonation.
That was a good one.
This is extraordinarily awkward. What I was trying to say was Nikki Glaser is here. She's very sweet and nice, and on her way to one of the best comedy clubs in the country, the legendary Go Bananas Comedy Club in Cincinnati, loved by all the comedians.
They have monkey waiters.
They have what?
Monkey waiters.
That's live.
Go Bananas?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Keeps them in line.
I saw Nikki on stage a couple weeks ago. Hilarious. Do not miss it.
Thank you. Thank you, Josh. Likewise.
Oh, obviously, I was waiting for some cheap joke. I saw her on stage a couple of weeks ago.
And didn't
have any singles to tuck.
Hey, next time you want to try, huh? Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
speaking of monkeys.
Yes.
Interesting story about monkeys. This is extremely disturbing to me, maybe not to you, but I saw this on the news last night. Some scientist has actually cloned a monkey.
Yep.
And I don't have the story in front. Do you have it?
I do. Scientists have successfully cloned monkeys. The same cloning technology that produced Dolly the sheep was used to clone a healthy primate for the first time.
Once again, all these monkeys, these little baby monkeys, they all look alike, just like the sheep. How do we know they're clones?
Ooh.
We said this last time.
Ugh.
Well, I think it's based on some kind of DNA test.
Clone a calico cat, then talk to me.
Well, they're going
to
be... This is pretty close.
I know exactly why you wanted to cover this story outside of...
Why?
In a paper released by the Journal Cell...
The word outside, their butts are outside their bodies, it looks like.
You ready for this?
On these things?
Yeah.
In a paper released by the Journal Cell, Dr. Mu Ming Poo and his colleagues announced that they successfully created two macaques.
He's already...
They're macaques.
Macaques.
Macaque.
The doctor's name is Mooming Poo.
Dr. Poo.
Hey, Josh.
Dr. Poo.
Did you hear macaque got cloned?
Yeah, you got two macaques now? Wait.
So does it total
macaque
8 inches
now?
They're identical. Macaques identical.
But this is
how do you know which one to pee out of? just ruining the bit.
We get it. We get the wordplay, Josh.
I started it and Josh gets yelled at.
I think it became quite clear after someone shouted double donger. The point is, this is scary. If they can clone a monkey, they can clone a human down the road.
Yeah. It's unsettling.
Eventually.
But who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
It might be good.
I mean, what's wrong about cloning a human?
Everything.
I compared to what else we do, like, who cares?
Yeah,
like, I want more Zac Efrons. I'll take another one of those. More to go around. I'm not going to get the original. Harry, let's make him.
Here's what's right. What you're going to get is you're going to get another North Korean dictator. That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
You'll get a guy like him that goes, I want another me.
Yeah, but that's killing the fantasy.
Now, would you use it for, would you use your clone for parts or just replace yourself with the entire clone?
If you're that guy, probably for parts. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
And also to do this, this gets into a very unfortunate topic. There's a lot of, how can I put this delicately? This really isn't very scientific. Tissue loss, that's being kind.
Oh.
Yeah, to do this, never mind. You don't want to read
it. I don't even understand what you're trying to say, but I don't like the sound of it.
Yeah.
Horrible fire.
Well,
it's an ethical conundrum for sure.
Yeah.
Really? Throwing away, never mind.
Well, I think people are going to, just want their pets back. I think it's going to be a lot of people cloning their pets, but the thing is, it's nurture versus in nature together. So you would have to raise that pet to get the exact pet that you
exactly,
have.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly the pet, same way. You're
so I would have to
ill.
Beat my dog. If I cloned him, I would have to beat him to get him into the needy state
that's
that
right.
I got him in.
Right.
I would
right.
say if you follow Nikki on Snapchat, she has this little dog, Luigi.
Luigi and Marion. Yeah,
little thing.
What kind is it?
You will ever see.
Well, I have two dogs. I think you're talking about Marion because she is the one that she just constantly looks disgusting and dirty, and she's white and she's little and she's scrappy and she has an underbite and she constantly emits gooey tar from her eyes. Like, it's just a slow drip of dirty
so I can
mud
see why you'd want another one
from her eyes. And she and I don't know how to get rid of that. If you have any advice, I've stopped feeding her. That's been a couple weeks and it just isn't really working. But
she is,
that's dedication.
She's sleeping a lot more though.
Yeah, but the tar is still coming.
Oh God!
Yeah, but I think you may be right though. People might want to clone their dogs. That's
Will.
That'll be the first one.
My first dog I ever had was a golden retriever, and so I got a second golden retriever when that one was neglected to death by someone I used to be illegally entangled with.
But the new
golden retriever acts like 90% like the first golden retriever.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
it's nature nurture.
The traits and the, yeah, I mean, she's...
But I just think it's...
Almost
it's
identical.
Just, it's just wrong, you know? But I had let me just say this one thing. The reason they're cloning monkeys is for scientific experiments so they can have identical... Whatever it is, identical DNA pools.
Dr. Pooh did say that was his goal.
Because it's like twins.
I didn't pick this story because the guy's name was Dr. Pooh.
Yes, you did.
Paging Dr. Pooh. Paging
Dr. Pooh. Are you with me, Dr. Pooh?
No, not Dr. Woo, Dr. Pooh.
That was a Steely Dan joke.
I know it was.
I'm sorry.
God, do you know Steely what? Dan reference.
Yes.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. Josh, you incredible dick.
It's really true.
You know what a Steely Dan is, Grace?
The actual thing or the band?
The actual thing.
No, I don't.
Okay, it's a literary reference I won't bore you with.
Thank you.
Too late.
It involves William Burroughs. And
you're still going to tell me, aren't you?
No. It's a giant metal dildo. We have to move on here. We are hanging out with a comedian, Nikki Glaser. The last time Nikki was here, I bet she doesn't remember this.
Oof. Oh, no.
Do you remember the screenplay idea that we gave you?
No.
I forget that you were involved in some situation in which it involved going to a party and ex-boyfriend or something was going to be there, and we suggested you write a movie about having a party where everyone you'd ever slept with was there.
Oh, yeah.
How big of a party are we talking about here?
You know what? I'm unclear because I used to drink a lot, so I would wake up in the morning and be like, did I have sex or not? You know, when it's unclear.
Yeah.
So there would be a lot of like half people there where I'm like, I'm not so sure if I did or not. Like, it would be ghosts.
Yeah.
Josh, this means you could go.
You could go, Josh, because I'm not clear.
No.
Oh, I'm clear. Yeah, no.
You're clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you clean?
Yeah. No, I'm clear. But I'm not. I wouldn't. Let's just stick with clear.
When we come back, we'll see what's happening here. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Once again, we're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, and we're glad to be here.
You know, a lot of people can say this. You're the weirdest person I know. You know that?
Oh, thanks.
Lots and lots of people can say that.
Good.
Okay.
Welcome back to the program. That's Chick McGee, my friend.
Darn.
Across the way, that would be the legendary Ace Cosby.
Tom's like my uncle.
Engineer.
Mm-hmm. I'm your uncle. Boy. Tom.
Ooh, that's a race joke.
Wow.
I love that.
Did you guys meet? Family.
Did you guys meet in a cabin? Jeez.
I'll tell you what, you know something? Being named Tom, you've got Peeping Tom and Uncle Tom. It's rough being an uncle.
Oh, really, Chuck? Chuck Roast? Chuck Hole? Come on.
You mean Chuck Bo Buck?
What about Josh? Thing? You know, stupid Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I
know.
Dumb.
Hey, sorry. Those are some interesting voices.
Guys, those aren't really...
Oh, they're real to me.
Who belongs to these voices? Let's slow it down here. That would be Grace from our staff sitting in for Christy Lee. And the lovely Nikki Glaser. Nikki is about to embark on a radio career.
Yes.
On the Comedy Central radio channel, starting at 10 o'clock Eastern. Very nice. That'll be very good. Now, are you going to have a partner, or is it going to be just you there in the studio?
I will have a partner. It's a guy I bring on the road with me. His name is Tom Takar. He's like my little brother, and he's so funny. And and we've been on the road together for years, so it's just kind of taking that.
And
dynamic.
There's no personal information. I mean, relationship, I should say, between the two of you.
No, definitely older.
Clearly not.
Clearly, once you see our dynamic, and once you see him, I mean. He's a handsome young boy, but no, thank God there's nothing, man.
Not
young
your type. Boy. Now, we should explain that you're a very attractive young female.
Oh,
blonde hair,
you.
As I said, kind of an intelligent looking Paris Hilton.
Yeah, thank you.
And now, are you currently seeing anyone?
I am in the midst of kind of getting back with my ex-boyfriend. We broke up. We were together 5 years. We broke up a few months ago. I was totally blindsided. I did it, but I still didn't see it coming.
I took myself by surprise.
I've been planning it for years. And so we've broken up 7 times in 5 years, like legitimate breakups. So I have no girlfriends left. Grace, I know
that feeling.
You know, where like no one wants to hear you cry anymore. So they're like, we're pulling our support.
We told you. Yeah, we told you.
Exactly.
So are you going to be living?
I've eaten enough ice cream. I just can't.
Yeah.
Living in the same city?
We aren't right now. I moved out of LA and he's still there. After we broke up, he moved to Abu Dhabi for a job. An Abu Dhabi. And
I love that.
It's so silly, and I can't stop telling people.
You have to keep saying that. Yeah.
Don't ever. Tom, he moved to Abu Dhabi.
For in Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi sounds like something you do in the back seat of a car.
Yeah.
Sounds like something Barney would do.
Yeah. Where is, I forget, where is Abu Dhabi?
It is in the United Arab Emirates. Okay. Yes. And so he's been over there, and I didn't know he was there until I broke down a month after our breakup, and I like texted him like, hey, let's hook up. And he was like, I can't. I'm, you know... In Abu Dhabi,
with my
new Abu Dhabi.
Every time she says it, we're gonna get that.
It's good.
Why do I love that?
I know there's something great about it. But we're probably gonna, he's coming back soon from Abu Dhabi, and he's finishing.
So
up
that means
Abu
he has to quit.
Yeah,
his...
yeah, he had to quit his Abu Dhabi, and And so we're probably going to get back together. And I don't know. I feel people are just like, oh, of course you are. And I'm like, it's not because I'm weak. It's just every time we break up, I just realize like he's the best I can do, you know? And so I've tried dating other people in the meantime. And I might like it's not quite settling. I really love him. But what's wrong with settling? Like The pilgrims did it, and
now we have a marriage.
So yeah. I'm all for settling.
That's the voice of comedian Nikki Glaser. Nikki's on her way to the Go Bananas Comedy Club in Cincinnati.
Yes.
Where Chick McGee says the waiters are all monkeys. That's not true.
Monkey no. waiter.
We do have monkey cloning in the news today. You might want to read about it. It's really scary.
With their bare butts hanging out.
Didn't some
the health hazard.
Didn't some rich guy get his dog cloned, now that I think about this?
Was it?
Wasn't
really?
Didn't he have that story a couple years ago?
Like Richard Branson or whatever?
One of those guys had his dog. Yeah, don't
Elon
do
Musk?
That's wrong. We are talking with Nikki Glaser. She is a temporary single lady.
Yes.
And,
I've been dating. I've been swiping.
Yeah.
I've been doing some swiping. And it's not good. It's not. Do you swipe, Grace?
I do.
Yeah. And can we just talk about men's profiles?
It's
not
disgusting.
Good. And it's disgusting. You're right.
They either have, it's either a picture of them at the gym with their shirt off and it's not that impressive.
That's right, man. Oh, no. Tom has his hand raised.
I had never, of course, never done this, but I'd never seen it. And I was in an event the other evening. And a friend of my girlfriend's has met a guy on one of these various apps, I think it was called Bumble.
Yes.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. So a bunch of us were going through it with her and looking at what was out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, there are pictures of like a guy with his sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he has to put it in the bio.
And then they'll
put not my wife,
not mine.
That's my
or
sister.
If there's a
not
kid,
my kid.
It's not my kid. Not my kid. And
I'm
sometimes
a single
they
puppy
just,
dad.
Sometimes they just they don't expect you to even read that, so they need you to know that's not their kid. So they'll just like scratch out her face or write like not mine on the picture. And I'm like, you could have just cropped her out instead of drawing her face.
But people think you're kidding. I was astonished. I thought it would just be a nice picture of somebody's face.
No.
I mean, there are guys with their shirts off, flexing, sitting on the hood of their car.
This is the thing. This is the problem, Tom, is that no one has, guys don't have pictures of themselves like women do. Women have many pictures of themselves. Guys don't have guys going like, their guy friends constantly being like, dude, this light in your eyes is crazy. Taking a bunch of pictures of you. So you have to scrounge around for pictures. Men only take pictures in like certain scenarios, like when they catch a fish.
Yes.
That is a popular photo you see.
I agree.
I don't know what's that supposed to say about them. Like, they can provide for you once a year when they go on their friend's boat.
I don't know. Get a job. Maybe that'll be helpful.
The only thing that's helpful about the fish picture is if you want to know their height and they don't tell you, you Google the species of fish, you look up its average size, and you compare for scale because they're holding it right next to themselves. Right.
She's 100% correct.
Yeah.
No, but again, a little involved, but...
You got to do some detective work.
That's right.
Had I not spent like a half an hour with these people looking at these photographs, on this website, on this
these people
app. No, I've never, why would I have ever gone on whatever match?
You don't know until you see. I was the same way. I didn't know.
I saw it and I it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's a photograph after photo. I mean, some of them look like mugshots.
Oh, yes. Mm. Awful.
Now, what are girls guilty of doing on Tinder?
Well, let me say this about girls. I said the thing about finding out a guy's height. I don't care how tall you all are. I'm not a heightist. I like short guys. I think short guys are better in bed, in life. It, like, they have to be because they're short. Like, they need to develop personalities. And so I've only dated short guys. And short guys, you can get, like, a really hot guy if he's short on discount. Like, my ex-boyfriend is 5'7¾", but, like, he's so hot. And if we're sitting next to each other in pictures, it just looks like, wow, Glazer's like batting out of her league. But then when we stand up, people are like, oh, I get it. You know, so I've gotten so many hot guys just from them being short. But a lot of girls, this is the thing. You see a lot of guys in their profiles. They'll write like, the first thing they write is like, and I'm 5'9".
Yes.
Because I know it matters. And they get all defensive and you go, what is this? But then you realize you look at girls' profiles and girls in their about me section where it's like supposed to say you, the girl will write like, swipe left. If you're under 6 foot, swipe left and kill yourself. It's just like, whoa, what? Why are you so angry?
Yeah.
And that's about you. Exactly. And then the girl will write like, and I love animals. And I'm like, I'm not so sure.
No.
Giraffes, maybe, because you seem mean.
Like, it seems like you're going to swipe left on a dog. Yeah. That's, it's terrible.
They're so angry about short guys.
Now, do you, Nikki Glaser is our guest. Nikki, do you, when you go through one of these websites or apps, do you meet them during the day? or you don't get them, have them pick you up and take you out, do you?
I usually meet them in like a crowded space, my bedroom. And so I should write that down. I just thought
of
that.
Well, you do live in Manhattan, so.
That's true. That's true. We got to share. Yeah, I met one the other night, and he kind of stood me up, and he never showed up. But I was going to meet a guy. I usually meet guys that have nothing in their profile, like they just have pictures. Because if they write anything, it's always risky. Mm. They'll write like, "I'm a sapiosexual." Have you seen that?
Yes.
What is sapio?
Oh, yeah. It is
Homo sapiens. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's yeah. They're into monkeys.
They're into everything.
No. I've lost you.
Sapio. Sexual, it means that they're into your intelligence.
Yeah.
It's not about looks, and it's such
obnoxious.
BS. I want to hump your brain.
Yeah.
My favorite is when people are like, I'm very attracted to intelligence and wit. And it's like, no, you're not. That's why I have a low-cut shirt in my profile.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's you're not judging your first impression.
I don't have my bookshelf on there.
Exactly.
You know,
I have my shelf.
Yes,
on there.
Exactly. I these guys that say that, or they'll write like, my hobbies are tacos and whiskey, and I'm like, those are nouns, they're not activities. You can't just I'm sorry, you're white and you have no identity, so you have to like reach for a food you enjoy that everyone enjoys, but that doesn't make you interesting. They try to make that interesting. One guy, I am so angry about this guy, he was like, he goes, "I'm a certified burrito hunter." Like, that was his thing. He loves burritos so much. And I matched with him. I swiped on him just so I could message him and say, "I hope you get shot in a burrito hunting accident." And then I blocked him.
Hey, I think that guy's in the news, actually.
What's that now?
South Carolina Taco Bell employee who had a problem with his supervisor allegedly threw a burrito at her.
Oh,
swear to God.
That's crazy.
Officers responded to the restaurant in Spartanburg on Monday, where a supervisor reported telling the worker to stop being a crybaby after he became upset to having to work a morning shift.
They called the cops?
Apparently. According to a police report, the employee then threw the cheesy projectile at her, which reportedly made a mess of the entire kitchen.
Oh, boy.
The employee also took off his headset, broke it on his knee, and stormed out.
Whoa. Now, Grace.
Yes.
Is the burrito okay?
Josh.
It's still nice. I think there's tightly wrapped.
I'd like to. There's some internal bleeding, but it'll be.
Now, Grace,
all right.
You work at a restaurant.
I did, yes.
If you have to throw food, it's a burrito's probably the best one. A burger's going to break up in flight.
Or a roll.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah, something that doesn't
well, and you're a Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, isn't technically in Mexico, isn't that how you challenge someone to a duel?
By slapping into the burrito?
Isn't that there you go. Like, yeah. in the cartoons? Remember when you were a kid in the cartoons and they take off the glove? I challenge you to a duel.
Yes. That's right. That's still how it's done.
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember that being in a cartoon.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember seeing it all in movies and
They challenge you to a duel.
I demand satisfaction.
Yeah, I just love that.
Smack.
So yeah, Nikki, that's where that guy went.
Best duel in a movie.
That's amazing.
Oh, cannot believe Barry Lyndon.
Barry Lyndon.
Yeah.
A hard movie to watch, but the duel scene's great.
Yeah.
Very, very, very accurate. And of course, the best duel on Broadway right now, Hamilton.
Hmm.
Doesn't necessarily end well.
That's a dangerous opinion.
Have you seen Hamilton?
I haven't, because I don't have $400 fresh hair on a Tuesday night.
Correct.
Yeah.
I don't have $8,700.
I literally got an email.
For obstructed view,
The other day from my friend being like, "Does anyone want Hamilton tickets? $700 for the back row." Like, I was like, who is going to ever respond to this? $700?
No.
I didn't see it either. Wait a minute. Yes, I did. It was great.
I know. It's worth it, probably.
Yeah, there's a great duel scene. But yeah, the movie Barry Lyndon, which is Stanley Kubrick movie from, I don't know when it was made, but it's the guy that made, what's his most famous movie, Dr. Strangelove?
2001.
Clockwork Orange, 2001. Barry Lyndon's kind of a, it is a period piece, but there's a great duel scene in it.
Yes.
And by great, I mean very realistic.
Hmm.
Very, very cool. Now, we're hanging out with Nikki Glaser. She is a single lady of a certain age.
Yes.
What are you?
33.
33, that's pretty certain. Yes. And she's hanging out with us in the studio on her way to Cincinnati, where she will be at the Go Bananas Comedy Club. We're going to be joined in a few minutes by Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Who I understand was the roommate of Greg Warren. Is that correct?
Greg Warren for a couple of years and then me for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, so we can talk about things that happen in your life.
Yeah.
That should be very, very, very nice. your personal habits?
Should be very, 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 very nice. I don't know what that means. But
because I always fantasize about just what Josh's apartment's like.
That's what you fantasize about?
Yeah. Kind of wonder, what would it be
don't
like?
Don't tell anybody else
don't
that
tell,
but us.
Don't tell your girlfriend.
Well, yeah, Sean will be honest with you. He'll tell you.
Yeah, I wonder what it's like. I don't think I've ever been inside your apartment.
Do you have anything hanging on the walls?
Yes.
Oh, what? Please tell me it's sports memorabilia.
Yeah, some of it is. Yeah,
so that'll turn the chicks
world's
on.
Weirdest bathroom.
You've been in his apartment?
When he had his appendix surgery, I got groceries for him and dropped him off.
Yeah, what was his bathroom like?
It's got what's the curtains from Psycho?
Oh, that's
cool.
Yeah,
it's a shower curtain that it's like somebody's been murdered.
Yes, exactly.
I love that.
No, I mean, when you say it like that, it does sound weird, I guess.
That's fun.
So if one of these ladies that you meet comes over, do you warn them about the shower curtain before?
No. I mean, if they don't like it, then they're probably not going to like me that much.
Are they going to know? That's is it clear point. That it's fake, or does it look like you actually murdered someone in there?
No, they should know it's fake.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Okay. What else is hanging on the walls?
I've got a framed poster of the old arena in St. Louis where the Blues used to play.
That's a panty dropper.
I've got a...
Look, I'm sliding off my seat right now.
I'm not doing it to drop panties.
Ugh.
Don't you just hang up what you want in your...
I find that guys really... often I'll go over to guys' apartments, and I've dated a lot of comedians, and they'll have up like the cue card from when they were on The Tonight Show and like a picture of them and on their Conan debut. It's a lot of just stuff their mom... They got in the habit of... Just they celebrate themselves around.
Yeah, I don't
it's
have
like
a lot
you're
of...
walking into a TGI Fridays about them.
Yeah,
and it's so obnoxious. And I'm glad you don't have that.
No,
you don't have your accomplishments scattered everywhere.
No, I don't have any of that. I have a favorite. My favorite thing is a framed photo of my nieces and nephews, and it says, "We love our uncle."
Aww.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing.
That's very sweet.
That is sweet.
Not as much of a panty dropper.
Yeah. No.
Or is it?
Or is it?
Yeah,
yeah, that's
he's
good with kids.
Oh. Now, Nikki, you just moved to New York City and you have an apartment, presumably. Do you have anything up on the walls yet?
No, I have nothing. I just moved there.
What are you going to put up there?
You know what I really like is pictures of naked women. I have them. I collect them. Like every single, I have really various different forms of naked ladies that make me either feel good or bad depending on the day, but like I like a naked lady, and I like sad naked ladies. I like women in like baths or like on a bed crying.
Now, can I make a statement here?
I really just like naked women.
If you were to walk into a gentleman's apartment, you know, four drinks into it, wouldn't that turn you off?
Yes, absolutely.
So if you walked into Josh's place and he had a bunch of naked women on the walls.
Yeah, that's a little different.
It depends. It's if it's a framed Hustler poster or an actual work of art.
Right, that's a different thing. Yeah.
Not on a guy's wall, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah. I think it'd be a little...
If it's framed and nicely hung, or if it's slapped on there with some weird glue-like substance.
Oh, gross.
But I mean, if you walked into Josh's place and he flipped the switch, the lights dimmed, and all of a sudden some jazz flute music came on, and he had pictures of erotic women all over the place, that would be a little bit, I don't know, presumptuous, don't you think?
Sure, and off-putting.
And expected for Josh.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, we'll find out more. We're going to be joined by comedian Sean O'Brien when we come back. This is The Bob and Tom Show.
I'm ready.
Welcome back to The Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Coming up, a special edition of the Napa Shoo-In of the Week, starring Chick McGee. Also in the studio, we've just added the number of people by one. We have comedian Sean O'Brien has joined us in the studio.
There, you could have said that.
Hi, Tom. How are we, guys?
Sean O'Brien's here.
I am here. I am feeling great.
There he is.
Good to see you. Also,
we didn't ask.
Lovely Nikki Glaser is here with us. And everybody else, too. Let's everybody be quiet so we can talk. Now,
right.
We have... I have a secret I know about... A secret that I know about Sean.
Ooh.
Someone emailed me this. I hope this is correct. You were a car salesman. Is this correct?
Yes, this is correct. I was a car salesman for a few years.
Oh, well, tell me the secret of car sales. I love cars. I love buying them and driving them.
Yeah, it's... Well, it's the worst job you can ever have.
No.
I'll tell you that right now.
Tom and I have a theory. The half the battle is learning how to wait. There's a lot of downtime.
There's a ton of downtime, and there's a ton of lying that goes on on our ends. So there's a pretty good chance that if you've bought 10 cars in your life, then you've been lied to approximately 350 times. But that's the ratio.
This was your technique?
This was it was just all embellished to exaggeration, too. This is just flat out not accurate at all. And
I mean, my car is not going to fly.
Yeah, no. Well, we would tell you that though, just to get, if we could make the sale, we'd be like, hey, man, if you get it out, you know, past 90, there's these little wing things on it that'll like, we don't talk about it in the brochure, but just get it up to 95 after midnight when no one's out, and you can get 6 to 8 inches off the ground.
No one.
And people are like, really? I'm like, I'm dead serious.
I am dead.
Did you hear that? That was a salesman right there.
That is so
he had the
so
details.
Good.
He had everything.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Let's just talk about your payment. And then you have to, because that's the problem anyways. Now I know you came in here and you wanted to spend $164 a month. We got you at $815. So it's a little over budget, but if you think about it.
It flies.
It flies. It's worth the extra $650. Okay. Good to know. Oh, we have a lot to get to here, by the way. Also in the studio, comedian Nikki Glaser. And are you cool with being called comedian?
You know, it's kind of like.
Because you have a gender neutral name.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And
that's
when,
true.
And then when you talk, it would become clear to most that you are a lady.
We actually just prefer, instead of comedian, we prefer flight attendant. Uh-huh. Okay. So just that's just what.
Because I think that the Oscars are going to have a problem in a few years because now saying the word actress is apparently not okay.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's an actor
you're
now.
An actor. Everyone's an actor. So is this going to be, how are they going to do this in the future? Will they
best
not?
Female actor.
But then you're still dividing it by, then will there be best transgender actor? What are they going to do about that?
Well, transgender, I think that
they have their own category?
No, because they'll say I'm a female. You know, they pick one generally.
I don't think you have to pick anymore.
Oh, you don't? You actually don't have to pick anymore. You can be non-binary.
Gender fluid, yeah.
Yeah. Non-binary, that's the word?
Non-binary, yes. That's a they. My friend is actually dating a they.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
I'm not being critical. I'm just asking.
No. It's confusing and it's hard to get right. But yeah, how are they?
Yeah.
And it's almost like she's dating a group of people.
Mm-hmm. Going out with them.
Life's pretty complicated, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, that gets me. Let's get back to our new guest. Sean, I've never met you before, but I know that you are apparently, am I correct in saying, the former roommate of Josh here? Is that
yeah, correct? Josh is my old, we shared a place together up until about a little over a year ago. And I'll be honest, I'm sad. I miss him. He was I want to come in here and tell you all these crazy things about him. Greg Warren, I can tell you about. I live with him as well, but that's a different story. Josh is great. In fact, really the question is, how did he put up with me? Because some things I would do, I don't know why he stayed for the year and a half.
Like what?
I'm a very inquisitive guy. I just ask questions that I guess a lot of people, like, I'll ask you anything about anything.
What are you doing? What are you doing now?
Like, I'm like, hey Chip, where do you get that coffee cup from? Like, I would want to know, like, well, like, what supplier do you? I just go down the road. So Josh
what
and I one time
supplier?
We're watching Home Alone was on out of all films. It's on, whatever, nobody else. So we're just cruising through it. And then right in the middle of the movie, there's a scene where Macaulay Culkin, he opens up the map. And he has like this plan to get the bad guys right. So Josh, I go, hey Josh, where do you think that map is right now? And he looked over at me for like 6 seconds and said nothing, as if like this might be the point where I'm moving out. But instead he just goes, I don't know. And then continue to watch the film, and his face was beet red, as if like, this is the line of question. This is what I have to deal with.
Yeah.
By
but
picking
you wanted
this guy
to know where that map was.
I still want to know.
I think it's at a Planet Hollywood in Tampa, Florida.
Could be.
Above table 14.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I would do to him. I would just pepper him with questions, and he would take it. And then I think when I left, he'd be like, oh, thank God he's gone for a few days. Like,
yeah, I can see that. And I think Nikki's credit's probably at a Fridays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, because we were talking about this. Are you a single guy, Sean?
No, not right now.
Oh.
No, I was for...
But you live alone.
I live alone, though. Yeah. Okay. So, but I am seeing someone.
So, do you have a roommate still, then?
No roommate.
So, you're there solo.
Living alone.
No, what we were asking... I was asking about Josh's room.
Yeah, it's pretty...
His apartment, rather.
Now, the room was intense.
Now, did he have stuff on the walls there? Because Josh was... I think it tells you a lot about a person. You walk in their house, you see what's up on the walls. And
yeah, there was a Simpsons poster.
That was in the kitchen.
That was in the kitchen. So that was common area.
Because that's where you put a
there was
poster in the kitchen.
Where Josh slept.
Right. There was a Dexter picture.
He would often fall asleep.
Dexter.
Right in front of the refrigerator.
Dexter was hanging right over the microwave of a picture of a guy with blood and a sword in his hand. So it's always nice.
Sword.
And but the only thing that got me a little bit, Josh, he would have, he has these Chucky dolls, which I don't know if been brought up.
God.
Like what appears to be the actual Chucky doll. I mean, for all I know, he paid it. He bought it from Child's Play 3. And it's just
well,
sitting
in the
corner.
One day you were watching Chucky and you go, where is that doll, I wonder?
Yeah.
And
Josh goes, like, you're in luck.
Yeah,
got it.
6 feet over there.
So, Josh, right. Do you still have the Chucky doll?
I do. I have Chucky and Tiffany, his bride. Yeah.
Are they on display at your house?
No, right now they are in a closet.
Oh, you think they are.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, right now they're probably making breakfast.
Mad making session. They're having an omelet.
Well, because as you learned from your role in Toy Story 2, they're not always... Never mind, I'll shut up.
Now, so my question is, would you get those out if you thought you were going to have a lady coming over to the house?
No.
Would that be off-putting? I mean, let's just reverse this here. Nikki, if you were to go into, not Josh's place, but if you were to go into some guy's house and he had a Chucky doll there, would that be a turnoff for you?
No, I'm with Josh on this because I feel like it's who he is. And so I would honestly think like, oh, cool. He knows who he is. He's confident and is what he's into, what he's into. And if I'm not into it, then I leave. But I don't want someone to lie about who they are.
Because in our culture, we've lost something, which is there was a time when you'd walk into the, say, the apartment of a young lady, and you'd rifle through her record collection,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
you could get a bead on. Okay, here we go. This looks pretty good. Led Zeppelin, Carpenters. Oh, Melanie. Oh, God, we're in trouble here.
Melanie.
Now there are. I have a lot of books, and so I have bookshelves, and they could look at that.
All my books are so humiliating. I literally, if I have a guy where I have to turn them over because it's just like how to find love, and it's like accepting yourself for who you are and
crucial conversations.
Yes, exactly. It's all that stuff.
Yeah. But there was that era is kind of gone.
Sure.
But so I guess you can look at. But a lot of people. What if they just read their books on you know, some kind of an electronic
e-reader?
Device that you can't rifle through that to see what they're all
about.
Oh,
yes, you can.
So all you're left with is the stuff on the walls.
Yeah,
right?
That's a good point.
So Josh, you walk into Josh's place and he's got a picture of the St. Louis Blues with no clothes on in the locker room, and you go, "That's
yeah, that's what I have."
So, no, Tom, I'm sorry, that's my apartment.
Okay.
Not, yeah.
It's just hard to get a bead on people anymore.
Yeah,
it used to be.
I don't know. You could ask them.
I can still beat on people.
Oh, you
people.
Mean intelligent conversation, and you're the ones, you guys are the ones looking through Tinder?
Yeah. You know what? That's the hardest thing. It's like figuring out a guy through the pictures he's choosing.
I could never do that.
Ugh.
You don't think so?
No. Oh, God, are you kidding?
Here's one picture that a guy always puts.
I can barely stand anybody in person.
Yeah, it's true.
A guy will put like a picture of him at a wedding doing some signature dance move, and you can tell that he's putting it out there being like, this girl's going to think I'm the life of the party because he's doing the worm at his cousin's wedding.
Yep. Right.
But I'm just like, this guy, there's always an aunt in the background who looks just confused and upset. Yeah. And I'm always like, I'm with you, Ruth. This dude's a liability. I hate him. We can all do the worm.
Ruth,
we just choose not
name.
To.
I like that.
Oh, I hate that guy.
All right. What's your policy on condoms? Do you keep them in your place? Do you have a...
I have one in my wallet right now, honestly. But it was like a keepsake because a guy that I was with was about, like, I go, we'll sleep together if you can find a condom. Because he was like, I don't know if I have one. And so he started looking for one. And I go, if you find one, we'll do it. And so we were in a hotel room. And then as soon as I said that, I realized that there's like a sex kit in every hotel room. And I was like, oh no, I'm having sex. Cause I knew he was going to find that sex kit.
What's the sex kit?
Oh, there's like in nicer hotels, which we were in, there's like an intimacy kit that has like lube and condoms and like a vibrator
and
things like that.
Hang on just one second.
I just kind of zipped through that.
You're already in a really nice hotel and you guys are in the same room and he's thinking of maybe having sex?
Well, you know, it was our first time like hooking up, and so it was like unclear if that's what was gonna go down.
Ah.
And so it was about to like maybe go down, and he was like, come on, and I was like, I mean, do you have a condom? And he's like, I don't know. And I go, then why wouldn't you come prepared?
Right.
And he was like, I think I probably have one in my backpack. And I'm like, oh, it's like a tampon for girls. Like, I might have one. I'll scrounge around.
He has a backpack? Does he have a hacky sack? Who is this guy?
He was staying at the hotel.
I like his opening line,
if you're
going
to come to play, you need to bring your uniform.
Come on.
Come on.
That's his opening line.
I mean, that's so many guys' lines. It's just like whining you to death.
I don't carry condoms. Because one time this lady goes, hey, do you want to come in? She's like, she goes, do you have a condom? And I go, you were way more confident in this happening than me.
We're going to come right back with condom talk. We have Nikki Glaser and Sean O'Brien, who together are going to be at the legendary Go Bananas Comedy Club in Cincinnati. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts studios. Coming up, a special edition of the Napa Auto Parts presents Chick McGee, Sportsosaurus Rex, and the Shoe-In of the Week.
There he is.
This will be prop bet week because the Super Bowl a week away.
I'll give you a hint. You can bet on true or false. You can bet on if Tom Brady's going to wear a bandage on his right hand or not.
True.
Oh, Scott just needs to live.
Does he have a scratch?
Stitches? He's got stitches in his hand.
Does the princess have a boo-boo?
Let's get back to the action, shall we?
I wonder who Grace is rooting.
I wonder. Not the refs.
We have a guest in the studio, if you'd be quiet. I'll introduce them. They are comedian Sean O'Brien, and he'll be working with the lovely Nikki Glaser at the Go Bananas Comedy Complex in Cincinnati, Ohio. And you'll be opening up for her, but there's no sexual component implied or
not until now.
Okay. Right. Now, Sean, you do a fair amount of opening, right?
Yeah, I open up like I'm feature level right now. So that's why I'm really excited to be here because like everyone listening probably knows everyone on this show except for me. So
right.
I bet you like my role is kind of like that. I'm like the little banana pepper in a Papa John's pizza, you know, a little peppuccini thing. Yeah.
No one asked for it.
Yeah, like, you didn't order, but you're getting it. So here we go, gang. Sorry, just take it away and throw it in the trash. I know it's not part of your thing. But,
not the garlic butter. Everybody wants the garlic.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's why I'm not that, because that's a keeper.
I think you're like that little table tent in the middle.
Yeah.
That little Barbie table
you
in
don't
the middle
expect
of the pizza.
It, but it's adorable.
And it keeps you from getting soggy.
Yeah.
That's how I look at Sean. Yeah.
He doesn't get you soggy, does he?
No, absolutely not. If he's there, yeah. I'm dry.
No.
So I guess walk in traffic now.
This introduction has come around. What I was trying to say was that you guys are not having a relationship. You're just touring together. Now, are you involved with anyone at this point?
So I am involved with actually a server at the Funny Bone at my home club in St. Louis, which is
waiter or waitress?
I think it's a waitress.
It's okay.
Don't qualify.
I think you have to say server now, but waitress is they call themselves waitress up there.
Yeah,
she's a waitress and she's great, and she puts up with the fact that it's like so I'm kind of living with her now, like it was, but now she's the new Josh. So now everything I torture him with, I do with her.
Wait,
so I'm sure she does other things I didn't do.
Well, she doesn't.
I hope so.
You made
Tom's day with that. That's
almost a sodomy joke.
Although the one rule Josh had, we could never sit next together in the theater. We always had to have the one seat between. And that kind of upset
that's
us.
That's not a homophobic thing. That's a comfort thing.
I know. It was uncomfortable not to be next to you. I want you there. So that was my angle.
So now let's get back to this. We were talking about you guys are in this early phase of dating or whatever you want to call it, and you're trying to find out more about the person. You walk into their apartment and you see what you see. For example, Nikki said you have erotic drawings all around your apartment.
Yeah, just naked women.
So but if a guy gets up there, things are going to happen.
Well, he may presume.
Now, do you feel weird, like if something goes wrong and the superintendent has to come up with the plumber and they walk in and?
I do feel a little. Yeah, I feel a little weird. Like that actually reminds me. Yesterday, it's exactly how I felt. I got an Uber from the airport and I had to have a therapy session with my therapist on the phone while I was in the Uber. And so this guy heard my whole life story, but I think I go, you know what? I'm never going to see this guy again. Right. I don't care. I'll just put it all out there. This guy's getting just an earful. He's loving it probably. And then he drops me off, and I realize I left my glasses in the car, so I got to call this guy back. And now he's back in my life. He's coming over this weekend to drop my glasses off. Like, he knows too much about me, and I have to murder him.
Yeah, which is the unfortunate thing.
The only logical way. But yeah, it's
embarrassing. That's the OJ thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you're right.
It is.
Here's your glasses.
Oh, no. Wow, that's so funny.
Get your glasses back.
I didn't even think about that. Oh, no.
Yeah. So because it would be weird when you have some kind of service person in your home and they walk into a room and there's whips, chains, and naked pictures and leather panties hanging from.
I have to hide all of that stuff. I just moved recently and I had my like a assistant type person move all my stuff because I had to kind of get out of Dodge quickly. And I put a box of like all my sex toy stuff like and I put it at the bottom. So I hope he doesn't rifle through it. But then I donated a lot of the sex stuff because I had a show about sex on Comedy Central. So I got sent tons of stuff and it's like lightly used, but I didn't want to throw it away because I would try it and I go, this is stupid. You know,
now, see, now, just to show how much I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me get it.
Oh, no.
This was dropped off. This was Sadie Allison, right? She always brings tons of sex toys when she comes on our show. Two years ago, she brought this.
That's my favorite thing.
That's
my best friend.
It's called the Magic Wand. I know this is radio. It's about it's probably a solid 14 inches long.
Yeah.
Three buttons, and I think the batteries are dead.
It's all for outside stuff.
Yeah, that's an exterior toy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, this thing's got a head on it the size of a tomato.
Right. That changed my life, that toy right there.
You've got 15 kids if you're using this as an interior toy.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know I had 15 kids until just now.
I believe the punchline is, where do you think they held the auction? I have a giant box of all the sex toys that Sadie Allison brings every year. I don't know what to do with them, but
if you need to get rid of that, I will take that off your hands.
I literally have a box of stuff. You've seen it in my office.
Is that thing hooked up? I mean, does it run?
Mine plugs into the wall, my version of that.
I need the charger. Yeah, it's got to be charged.
Okay, now what now?
Yeah, we have
like
a bunch of stuff.
A big foamy thing.
I have about 20 copies.
Grace, do you have that?
I don't have that
magic wand.
Is it sold?
Get it.
Is it?
Get it. Life changer.
Marital aid, or is it? Is it one of those things where it's like, this is your back massager?
Here's the thing with that thing. That used to be called the Hitachi Magic Wand, but then Hitachi did not want to be related to anything that wasn't just a back massager. But that is, no one uses that for their back.
Sure,
no.
Yeah.
I mean, I have before, like as an alternative, like, you know, if my back hurts, but.
Yeah, maybe it's not.
Unless they have a vagina on your back.
Yeah. Mine wraps around.
Maybe it's, I think it's probably deliberately, I should say, very large here.
Yes.
The same way that you can't put diesel fuel in a regular automobile.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a part. That's pretty safe.
It seems to have power. Is it flashing like it has power? Try to turn it on.
No, it doesn't. I don't have it.
It's crazy strong.
It's been sitting here for 2 years.
Yeah.
I've got the box of all the rest of Sadie's stuff. She'll be here for Valentine's Day when we'll do a whole show on these tools. But yeah, you can't give them to Goodwill, can you?
I mean, you could. You can. Sell it.
May you? I don't think so. But can you? Yes.
It's just disrespectful.
Nikki brings it. You can do anything you want.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
You pretty much can. But
I mean, Goodwill, they don't have a section for that stuff, do they?
No, they don't.
No.
It's like a two for Monday or
something. You'd be surprised what Goodwill has.
Yeah.
First Saturday of every month, 50%.
Half price Saturday.
Okay.
Favorite day of the month. Yeah.
Okay. But if it's in the original box and it's sealed, it would be okay to?
No.
Okay. Just ask.
That's something you do not buy secondhand.
I think you can.
Really?
Just wash it real good.
No, they say the worst thing to buy secondhand is a vacuum cleaner.
Really? Why?
Because
a lot of people masturbate with them.
Isn't that weird? That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't think.
See what you did there.
If you do, but if you do get one, get a replacement hose.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. I've got something in my hand. I'll tell you about it in a second. But first,
really?
Is it a stick? You got your stick in your hand?
It's a little something that looks like. Oh, I'll get to it in just a second.
Oh, it's Pern.
With us in the studio, we have some extra guests today. We have comedian Sean O'Brien. He's right over there. I can see him from
Shawnee.
I'm here.
And we have a comedian, funny person, Nikki Glaser. Nikki is about to embark on a career in the world of radio,
mm-hmm.
Which should be very exciting. You got kind of a sex talk show thing.
Yeah. Sex and dating and just sharing too much about my personal life and alienating all my friends because I talk about them and have no boundaries.
Are you going to call it like Around the World? Or
it's called You Up.
You
Up. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a morning show and we also talk about, and You Up is, you know, classically what guys text girls in the middle of the night.
Booty
when,
call.
Yeah.
You Up?
You Up? Yeah.
No, I'm usually asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. In fact, I go to bed quite early.
Yeah, that's the response they're looking for.
Yeah.
The college dean. No, actually,
what is it? DF?
DTF.
DTF.
What he's for.
Yes, yes. the airport code for
Yeah, DFW.
That's funny. Yeah, it is. Wild.
DTF.
I just flew into DTF. Are you?
I keep asking this. I think I should do this one day. We should have a quiz. How many of these three-letter things do you know? And I bet we each know more than 100 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, for example, let me finish this thought. I had to provide a phone number the other day. While getting my phone replaced, and they were asking me, and I can't remember anybody's phone number anymore.
No.
Sure. And I think this is it's a common thought, I'm sure.
I know one. I know one person's phone number without.
I know my mom's phone number, but she's been deceased for many years.
Well, that's useless then.
Yeah, she's not going to.
Exactly my point.
And that's a roaming charge. Am I right, everybody?
I'll say.
But I mean, we know all DTF, LOL. Mm-hmm.
You
know, ATM. And I didn't know ATM had a pornographic meaning until I started hanging around with Josh.
You should have seen Tom's face when Josh told him what it was.
That's just disgusting.
It takes an eager individual.
Every time I drive around, I see that sign and I go, God, that is so vulgar. Do these people know anything about hygiene?
Yeah, she's a pleaser. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Okay, now, speaking of which, we were discussing with Nikki Glaser, who has been around the block.
Yes.
What?
Many blocks.
Been around the block.
This is fair. So, during the break, Dean came in, and I was mentioning that Sadie Allison, who comes on our show all the time, Sadie is a, among other things, she's a sex therapist, a sex advisor, and she brings various toys in the adult realm.
Dilds and vibes. Vibes and dilds.
Okay, thank you.
What you gonna put down there?
Okay,
thank you for singing. Dean presented Nikki with, that was one of Sadie's things. What is that called?
It's called the Jive by WeVibe, and it's a remote control vibrator that you...
We know where it goes.
Okay, yeah. So you get it, and I'm so excited about it, and...
It's called the WeVibe?
Yes. I forgot to bring the one that I usually travel with, so this is my new one.
That reminds me of a great song by the band WeFive. Anybody?
Nope.
No.
What's the song?
You Were On My Mind. Woke up this morning, you were on my
mind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
I wonder if the WeVibe people have taken that over.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up this morning.
You were on my cross.
Yeah, I think. Now, so I'm holding this one that Sadie brought over, and this thing is more than a foot long.
Is it heavy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got some heft to it.
Really?
It's called the Magic Wand, and it looks like the top of it looks like a white version of those hats that the guys that guard the queen wear.
Yes.
It does. It looks like a guard. Yeah.
It could look like a microphone.
Yeah.
So my question to you, Nikki, is when you're finished using this thing, do you do the throwdown?
Yeah.
Do you do the
drop the mic?
I'm not even kidding you.
It's like the mic drop dildo? Yeah. Like,
I did a experiment on my old TV show where we used those and they scientifically researched the female orgasm and we were talking about, I had to, it was a whole thing, but I used that on the show and then I walked out of the room that I used it in and I dropped it like I just accomplished something. So I have dropped that before. I'm not joking you. The magic wand, if you don't own it, you need it. You need it in your life. It does things that, and men shouldn't be intimidated by it because it does things that you can't do.
That's the thing.
It will,
among other things, is going to be cause her to need sutures.
It honestly is, you know, there are some women that need a little bit more pressure
sure.
and that I'm one of those women.
Nikki, I'm very pro toy in the bedroom.
I love that about you, Josh.
Do you keep them at your house, Josh?
A Rubik's Cube he uses.
Yeah, a Slinky, and then I bring out Hungry Hungry Hippos. Because then four can go down on her at once.
Now, Josh, that would be rather awkward if one of these young ladies that your place were to, if you were suddenly to start whipping out these things, do you have to keep them hidden?
Or? I wait until, there have been more than one date, sure. So I, you know, they're not introduced right away.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're
and usually I will wait until she says, you know, I have this toy or I have that toy, and then I go, oh, you know, I've got these things.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they are, but I don't reuse them because that seems.
I was introduced to that one because my ex-boyfriend bought it for me and surprised me with it.
Yeah.
And it was the greatest gift, and we used to give them away in gift bags on our show. And I have changed so many female comics' lives that were on my show. They still talk to me and they go, oh my god, thank you so much for the magic wand.
Sure.
Instead of like, oh my god,
they'd be interviewing Norm Cash before the game. And by the way, Norm, we've got a pair of Florsheim shoes for you after the show.
Exactly.
Norm Cash is the baseball player you come up with.
But and I have never had
Vic D'Avelio's in the studio. So Josh, so you've got one of these young ladies at your apartment, and she's obviously been lubricated with a series of drinks. So she's
sure. Yeah. Why would a sober woman ever come back to my place?
And so
she's been
in control of all her faculties.
Of course. Yeah.
You've broken the ice to a degree. I've got a little something for you, and you go to the next room, and she hears.
Yes.
That's literally what that thing sounds like.
But then she realizes that's just my Leatherface doll that I keep next to my Chucky doll. And she leaves even quicker than if it were a sex doll.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of sort of sexual etiquette that's there's a gray area. Just the simple conversation we had earlier about Nikki carrying around a condom just in case.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. If you're going on a date with a guy, I know Christy has always said third date's the magic one. And also, you know, in your own mind, if you find yourself shaving your legs, you think things are going to happen. Is this true in your life?
I find that whenever I try to prepare for a date and I go, I'm going to leave it all unshaven just so it's a deterrent for myself, I usually just end up sleeping with him and just being gross.
Yep.
You know, and just being like, oh, whatever. He'll learn the real me.
I'm so embarrassed.
Well, unless the guy is gay, he's not going to go, well, I was going to do this.
Exactly. No guy really cares.
There's a little stubble on the ankle. I'm out.
That never prevents me from doing what I want to do or, you know. But I don't drink anymore, so it takes a lot longer for me to become turned on enough by a guy that I want to do stuff with. When I drank, it was just I would just Cosby myself into a state where anything could happen, and I wouldn't really even remember it. Or it was great. Now when I go on dates, sometimes I'll just take out one contact lens just to feel a little drunk, just to get myself in that state. Doesn't work as well,
but a good tip.
It's
a good start.
It makes you feel a little bit off, and you go, oh, I'm ready to make some.
No, are you
your face kind of looks like it too? You squint.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Does this sobriety extend to the use of the legal marijuana, or do you?
I was dabbling in it for a little bit, but that never turns you on. That just makes it feel like when you have sex when you're high, you're just like you just see it like an MRI, like you just see it going in, and I'm just like, get out of me! It like freaks me out too much. So
there's an analogy that I never would have come up with. Oh, I see. You mean like going in and out of the MRI machine?
Like okay. No, it's not an MRI, clinical. But like you see it like an X-ray. Like it would become too technical. It would never turn me on. But drinking, I would always just be like, let's do it. And and so now I can't, because now when you have, because right now I'm not really looking, now that I'm in this gray area of maybe getting back with my boyfriend, but I'm allowed to date other people, I don't want to fall in love with anyone. And so sex is really difficult for me, because casual sex sober, it just, you can't do it. The second someone is, as a woman, when a man is in you, even if you don't really like him and you're just like, whatever, there's something about the nature of them being in you that you're just like, it turns into an episode of Dawson's Creek, and you're like, I love him suddenly. And I'm like, I don't love him. Why is a Counting Crows song playing? He's wearing a dangly necklace. I hate him. But you catch feelings.
Yeah, and even so a puka shell.
Yeah, I can't have sex anymore because I don't want to fall in love. Yeah.
Nikki Glaser is first. Let me ask you, this is a yes or no question. Okay.
Yes.
No elaboration. I mean, that's no elaboration required.
Okay.
Have you ever given the, and I'll be delicate here.
Yes.
Have you ever given the male member of one of these chaps that you see a nickname?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Grace.
Well, now wait a minute.
What do you mean?
No, you can ask Grace.
You don't have to say what it just Grace.
Me personally, or if I, because there's a.
I want to elaborate.
Okay, go ahead. Be careful.
I'll be very, very delicate. I like to pretend. Sometimes I like to talk to it like we're having, like we're friends. And my ex and I had this bit where I would just go talk to it and be like, hey, so like, what's up? I haven't seen you in a while. Like, I would just do, and he'd go, what? And I'd be like, oh, sorry, this doesn't involve you. it was a fun dynamic. So then when we were broken up, I was like, hey, will you tell him I said hey? Like, it was like my friend.
That's funny.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah, it's a nice way to.
Have you ever given the same nickname to a different fellow down the road?
No.
Yeah, that'd be like having several kids and giving one of them the same name. I
Yeah, yeah, I guess so.
Only I can make a family-like analogy.
Yeah, George Foreman, yeah. But you don't love all of them equally.
I don't pull one of those.
Tom, have you ever been given a nickname?
I'm far too
honest. It was just a yes or no question.
No, yes, no, go ahead. You can elaborate. You can be careful, though, with the name. Please.
No, that would be...
Please, go ahead. What would you
A gentleman would never discuss this.
Just as...
So, you should...
It stays right here.
This,
nobody,
yes.
will, nobody will...
Look at it. Tex.
Tex.
Sorry.
Howdy, Tex. Is that what that encounter is like?
Yeah, I had at the time had never been to Texas, oddly enough. We are speaking with comedian Nikki Glaser, and Sean O'Brien's here with us. He's working with her this weekend at the legendary comedy club called Go Bananas. And Sean, we were talking earlier, both on and off the air, about in dating circles, there was a time when one would go into the other's home or apartment and you'd immediately look at their record collection or their books. Now it's kind of like you're left with clothes. And you see them and you go, what are they wearing? Mm-hmm. You know, they're wearing a wife beater. I think maybe this guy's out or this lady. Are you a clothing guy? I noticed you're wearing some kind of logo.
Big time. Like I spend.
Logoed athletic thing that looks like.
This is pretty like Under Armour I'm wearing right now, which is hilarious because that would imply I might do something healthy with my body or work out. I have never once been in a gym. I don't even like to pass them. Like, I just get annoyed because people are like, oh, you should go there sometime. And I'm like, no, stop talking. I don't want to hear about what I should do. But yeah, I buy way too many clothes.
Really?
And I don't know. It's fine, but my body build really is like maybe you should work on other things first besides your wardrobe. But like I was at one of these like mall stores the other day, and it was like where they had like the upper rack, and I like grabbed the guy's like that stick they use to get.
Oh sure, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like on the upper level, and the kid went over. He had the headsets on. He's like, hey, don't. He got all wound up. He's like, don't touch that. I'll get this. I was like, fine. So I go, hey, can I get this black shirt? And then I go, can I get that orange shirt, these two? And he goes, this is like the world you live in now. He goes, yeah, just so you know, he goes, that's a salmon colored shirt for the season.
Oh.
And it's like, you know what I meant. Like, yeah, what color is your shirt? Smallmouth bass. Nobody cares. Like, you know exactly what I mean. Just pick it off, and I'm not going to play your little reindeer games in here. Get this shirt and get me out of here.
Salmon.
Your reindeer fish. Games.
Now, we have to break for a second to talk to Chick McGee about...
What? Are we going to do that?
We're going to just a little bit of a kind of a... normally, we have the Napa Auto Parts showing of the week on Thursdays, where we talk to a grandma and do the pick, but our pick doesn't come for the Super Bowl till next week.
Right.
So we thought we would do is just do a couple of the so-called, these are special
proposition
bets.
The prop bets, you can combine them to like three right, you get an amazing amount of money, stuff like, will Tom Brady wear a bandage on his right hand is one of the prop bets, yes, minus 130, no, plus 100, that means you have to pay $130 to win 100.
Gotcha. So, your thoughts?
I think so, yeah, absolutely.
He's got some a bunch sort of stitches in his
some
hand?
Sort of bandage. When did that happen? Like almost 2 weeks now, so he's... I don't think the stitches have healed by now, have they?
I don't know.
Especially if he's still playing.
Yeah. Odds on the entertainment on Pink's hair color during the national anthem.
Oh, that's a good one.
I've got blonde, pink.
Sure.
Brown, green, or any other
color. I'm going blonde. I think
she's
going to stay.
Blonde right now, right?
Blonde is blonde's the favorite at 2-1.
Man, I love her. Just
well,
love
no,
her.
I'm sorry. Pink is the favorite at 5-2, but she's not going to wear pink hair, I wouldn't think.
That's old.
She has before, but.
That's played, right? Over, under on the length of Pink's rendition of the national anthem. They've done this before.
Yeah.
Oh.
1 minute, 58 seconds.
I take the over.
On that. You take the over on that?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm taking.
Oh. I take the under. I think she's pretty modest.
Going to go right forward, huh? They say the best bet is over at 1 minute, 58 seconds. Odds on a fan streaking?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to zero.
It's 5-1. Long shot they do streak. So
it's
the best
pretty,
bet, though,
it's
you
pretty
can
tough
bet no
to get on the field and have your clothes off.
Yes.
This is an indoor game. this year in Minneapolis. Odds that any of the players during the game will be on Saturday Night Live following the Super Bowl. Tom Brady's your favorite at 3-1. Gronkowski at 8-1. Nick Foles 15-1. The odds that Bill Belichick will be on Saturday Night Live following the Super Bowl, 499-1.
Wow.
He might just do it because of that bet.
Right.
Oh, well, there. You think he'd bet the bet? And then
You know something? I know that you don't want to hear this. He's supposed to be a great guy.
Well, I'm sure.
The refs sure think so.
You would think that. You and Anthony Andrew Bourdain and Emeril and. Oh.
He was celebrating that last win. I mean, he looked happy.
That became a meme. It's like, here's Bill Belichick almost showing a human emotion. odds who has the best commercial? I don't know. This is according to USA Today's Super Bowl ad meter.
Okay.
Budweiser is your favorite at 4-1. Then Doritos, 6-1. Hyundai, 6-1. Kia, 7-1. Avocados from Mexico at 11-1.
Oh, wow.
Coke, 12-1.
They had a really good one last year.
And then the field is the favorite at 7-2. None of those, obviously. Over under the number of times Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth are shown on screen during the broadcast.
Too many.
4.5.
No. Yeah, they don't do that. They don't show them a lot.
Yeah, they really don't.
Really?
You can bet the number of times the phrase "the unlikeliest of scenarios" is used during the game.
Under.
It's 0.5.
Okay.
So there you go. Odds how Justin Timberlake makes his entrance during the halftime show.
Mm.
Zip line, 2-1.
No, they did that last year.
Car, 5-1. Motorcycle, 7-1. Jetpack, 15-1.
No, that
one. Dog sled, somewhat of a long shot, 20-1. Parachute, 50-1. And any other way, 3-1.
Parachute, that'd be tough since there's a roof there.
Is with NSYNC an option?
Ooh.
Is that a rumor?
Carried by J.C. Chazet.
Yeah, exactly. All of them. No, one of them shot it down saying that they're not reuniting.
Can only hope. Yeah. Odds, who makes a guest appearance during the halftime show? T.I.'s 2-1, Jay-Z 5-1, Beyonce 6-1, Jimmy Fallon 6-1. He and Justin are very good. Timbaland 7-1, Nelly Furtado 8-1, Rihanna 15-1, Drake 20-1, Britney Spears 22-1. Odds that Snoop makes an appearance at halftime, 25-1. Ciara 25-1, Madonna 40-1, NSYNC 100-1, and Janet Jackson 200-1.
I mean, I think Janet Jackson should absolutely.
Yeah, come and.
I don't know if they've let him, but I think
that would be amazing.
Some beautiful boxer shorts.
Gosh, that would be the coolest.
That would be such a smart move with respect to getting publicity the next day if Janet Jackson came out and ripped off his shirt or something.
And Justin's under fire for wearing a pin, for the whole Me Too movement, but he also works with Woody Allen all the time. This would be a nice way, because I think she caught a lot of flack for that incident, and he got off scot-free. This would be a nice way to bring her back and be like, I'm sorry for that, and just make a statement for women. I think it would be a really good move.
Do you remember that year that, just to get back real quick to the national anthem, do you remember the time Aretha Franklin did it? And it went on and on.
And it was great.
I don't think that was the Super Bowl. I think it was like a playoff game in Detroit.
Because I remember they threw a flag.
It went forever.
For delay of game.
Aretha, baby.
Probably did.
Hustle.
Let's wrap it up.
We're going to come right back. We're hanging out with Sean O'Brien, Nikki Glaser, heading to Go Bananas. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. It's the Bob and Tom Show. It's unbelievable. I believe the movie was Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and the quote is, I've got morons on my team.
We have no money going down the mountain.
Okay, thank you very much. Josh, you know who that is?
I don't remember.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
It's been a while. Mm-hmm. What do you want from me?
Do you remember?
It's been a while.
What do you want from me?
Do you remember who it is?
Yes, I do. It's a very famous character actor.
And his name is?
And he's also in...
Man, who is it? It's driving me crazy now.
We have no money going down the mountain.
Remember he spits?
When we have...
Yes.
Bingo. When we have money going up there, then you can worry. he was also in Cool Hand Luke.
Of course he was. I cannot remember the guy's name. Strother Martin.
Thank you.
Yes. Wow.
Wow, it was on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, is that sarcasm?
Or sarcasm.
Deliberately pronounced it the wrong way.
Sarcasm?
Was that sarcasm?
She had a sarcasm.
I pronounced it like orgasm. Okay, now speaking of orgasm, I'll tell you what. We got a lady here that knows her way around one. It's Nikki Glaser, comedian. And the reason I say that is Nikki's going to have a new sex-oriented show on the Comedy Central radio channel. And your partner's name is?
Tom Takkar.
Tom Takkar. And he is a comedian and not your boyfriend, I should make
Not that my boyfriend, no. Just one of my best friends.
Yes, and he's been in here.
Actually. Yes.
Mr. Takkar has been in here.
Yes.
We were discussing dildology, both on and off the air.
Dildonics?
Yeah. Well, not now. Dildography is the study of the surface of the
of the dildo. Right.
In any event, we're going to be having a special show down the road with Sadie Allison talking about these various toys.
Will she bring something in that I can put on my wiener?
Some sort of a sleeve device.
She usually does.
Okay.
Yeah, all sadly, right. That lol.
It creeps Tom out.
I'll alert her. Yeah, but she brought one of those lists. That really bothers
me. She needs to hand, and you need to dismiss yourself quickly and then come back.
No, that's totally unnecessary.
And put, see, he's getting the willy tearing about it. Hate it.
All right, good. So,
look how red he's getting.
We have a lot to get to here. Let's find out more about that. Now, I should point out that Sean and Nikki will be in Cincinnati at the Go Bananas Comedy Club.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else do we need to know about you guys? You're not a couple.
No, not a couple.
No, she made that real clear about an hour ago. In the meanest way possible.
Just to bring you up to speed.
It's like, I don't even like to drive with him. It's disgusting that I sit next to him 2 feet away.
Hideous.
Like, she tried to get in the back seat today. She's like, maybe more comfortable. All right. Like, I'm an Uber driver.
You don't want him around when I'm eating a meal. Jesus.
Right. Now, I'll ask you both this real quick. Nikki, are you a fan of the so-called sexting? Do you
Yeah. I love that.
Do you like to put it out, or do you like to take it in?
I feel like some of the best sex I've had in my life is via sexting, and then I just have my wand with me, and I just read some stuff that someone will write me.
Yeah.
When they're not even there, they're across the world, and Abu Dhabi getting the Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi done. Okay. Yes, yes.
Is there a guarantee during those activities that you're actually looking at the part of the person that's doing that, or could they be taking pictures from a magazine?
Is
there some kind of protocol where you make sure there's like a today's paper or something in view?
like a
kidnapping ransom thing.
Yeah.
They hold up a note saying, "This is mine," written in magazine cutout letters.
Yeah, I'm usually the one sending pictures, and my ex never sent me pictures. He just is too worried about the cloud, and I know the cloud isn't secure, but neither am I, and so I need constant validation that I'm hot, so I'll just send pictures willy-nilly.
Breach.
Good to know. Sean, are you a sexting guy? I'm guessing no.
No, not much. The last girlfriend I had lived in Sweden, though, so we had to do it a little, because I never saw her much, because she was overseas, obviously. Mm-hmm. So she was way into it. But I was like, oh, whatever. So I would just be like, what are you wearing? She'd be like, that's great. Like, there was not much in my end to whatever she needed from me. So,
but those are going to surface one of your next games.
Yeah, I don't need that aggravation.
Every picture I take, I think it's going to surface at some point, and so they're always good.
Okay, good. Right. Thank you very much. Glamour shots. This is the Bob and Tom Show.